word for it. Absolute perfection. Christina, another... Oh, it just gets better and better each time we hear it. Brilliant stuff.
Oh, lovely. That's good. Thank you.
Oh, that's very true. Now, obviously, we set the challenge about writing something for Freshers Week, Welcome Week, okay. And so on. I think even more wonderful will be to actually write a book about images of Peru, violence, identity and national cinema. If you can combine that with allegories of identity in Bajo la Piel, again published by Peru, and Peruvian cinema and the struggle for international recognition, you could be well on the way to the next glorious aim here of the Midweek Drive team.
Language then. No, I'm sorry, I got just streamed her Freshers Week, and then all of a sudden
I'm thinking, what better way to introduce our fantastic head of the Lincoln School of Media, Dr. Sarah Barrow, with some of your research interests. Sarah,
thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So Peru.
Yes.
What is it about Peru that actually appeals? Is it the pan pipes?
Definitely the pan pipes, mm-hmm. The landscape, the people. It's, yeah, I had a chance to go there about 15 years ago,
right.
And meet filmmakers and people working in the film industry, and there was just a story to be told, or a few stories, so a perfect place for some research.
Bringing us perfectly back to the full notion of media and film in general, it's telling stories, it's sharing those lines and so on.
Yeah.
Now, clearly you come to us after securing a BA in Cambridge, an MA in Manchester, PhD in Sheffield. So you've moved around the northern scene, so to speak, which is nice.
Yeah, I have a little.
Exactly. And your thoughts of the Lincoln School of Media, because I know that Lincoln School of Media is delighted that you're manning the tiller, so to speak.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a wonderful school. I knew that before coming here, which is why I applied for the job in the first place. Already knew it had a fantastic reputation. And honestly, the colleagues... absolute pleasure to work with, and the work of the school is tremendous. Yesterday, for Freshers Week, for example, colleagues had put together a full production day during which students from beginning to end created films, showed them in the Tower Bar, and it was just really good to see what they could do.
In fact, it would have been perfect if only the soundtrack could have been provided by Christina Novelli. Next year, Christina, that's what we're looking for. Joy, when Christina made her debut on the Midweek Drive, mm-hmm. We were talking about obviously her father's passion for food and Christina's equal passion for music.
Yes.
Wonderful combination there. Jean-Christophe and Christina. I think you just arrived because you were exhausted.
It sounds like the romantic evening, you know, from heaven, doesn't it? Music by Christina, food, you know. Oh, what a fantastic combination.
Exactly. Anyway, yes. Questions for Christina that you'd like to put to her, given that you're not as frazzled as you were when you returned from the graduation ceremony last year.
Oh, I was very frazzled then. I couldn't even speak, could I? And that was terrible for being on the radio. Christina, when did your songwriting, singing ability become, clear? When did it, is it a talent that you've always had, or is it something you've honed over the years, or was it quite obvious from you being a little girly that was what you were going to venture into?
No, actually, before when I used to write, I just wrote lyrics, and I never really put anything to guitar.
Yeah.
And then I would do co-writes with the guys I'd be working with or friends and stuff, and I'd just come up with some melodies, and then I'd realise, well, I need lyrics. And I would just... I think it's just grown, really. Mm. And I'm still, I think I've got a long way to go, definitely. But I think it's just with time. And the more people I get to work with and the more people I meet and seeing different ways other people write, and I think it's naturally developed like that.
Yeah, yeah. And has it helped having a celebrity dad? Has he been able to sort of... get you in touch with people in the know at all?
Musically, no.
Bit of a challenge. I mean, you've got a fantastic head chef as a father. I mean, it's a bit like asking Gordon Ramsay, could he actually arrange for a meet-up with some of the Oscar winners? I mean, it might happen, but it's unlikely.
Well, I just thought, you know, he might have some celebs coming in his restaurant that he could say, oh,
What he does is he, because obviously he's a proud father, so every time he does, he speaks about me a lot. Like, or he'll say to me, he'll call me sometimes and just be like, well, I did an interview for Closer magazine and I did mention your music because I'm very proud of what you're doing. And I'll be like, oh, thanks, Dad, that's awesome. So little bits like that,
yeah.
but not really anything else like that, really. I mean, when it does come to, because I'm thinking about recording an album and stuff, and I really want to do it with myself, and I want to try and do it the way everybody else does it.
I'm
but obviously it's good, and what he does is great as well, because it's, you know, he is who he is, and it's it's lovely to hear him proud of me and say stuff. So that does help too.
See, I'm thinking of an updated version of Mildred Pierce, but a film noir thrown in with a Peruvian aspect, with Jean-Christophe Novelli having a sort of musical aspect. I mean, do you think that's a bit too left field, Sarah? Or
it sounds quite crazy. I like films like that.
Well,
yeah.
Peter Greenaway would probably have taken on board one of those in times past, really. It's extraordinary. Christina, any questions you'd like to put to Sarah Barrow about her life and times and how she's not just a practitioner in the arts of a whole range of things, has produced a wonderful short with Corinna Downing, The Red Balloon, back in 1999, but has produced a whole variety of other aspects as well. So, in fact, you might even like to take Strategies of Hybridity in Contemporary British Asian Cinema. I wanted to say that on Midweek Drive for such a long time, Sarah. I feel as though I can go have a lie down now. Anyway, Christina, any questions for Sarah?
Yeah, what's made you actually want to do what you're doing?
Oh, what, here at Lincoln or in terms of Peru?
Where you are, in Lincoln.
Wow, the kind of the new challenge, really, of coming to a different place. I'd been where I was before for some time, and you just kind of think, you know, I could either stay here forever or I could go somewhere and try somewhere fresh. And as I said before, the reputation of this place is really second to none, and so I kind of wanted to be associated with that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Great stuff. What's your favourite movie, Christina? Or do you have any favourite movies? Are you a cinematic person when you're looking through the whole notion of film? Is it a case of, no, it can't have subtitles, otherwise I'll be most annoyed. It's got to be in French.
Actually, Sister Act 2.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah,
because it's a musical film, and I have a big inspiration with Lauryn Hill, and she's obviously in the film. So that's
because clearly the next stage in these wonderful convergence days is we've got the music, we need the video accompaniments as well. And I know you've got some YouTube presences, but do you sometimes get the image in mind? Do you think, I want to direct it in this basis?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, not really. I'm actually going to be putting a video to one of my songs, Turn Off the Lights, and I've actually got a very good idea, and we actually had like a little brainstorm with the guys that I'm going to be doing it with. Mm-hmm. And there is going to be like a storyline and stuff, but I don't know whether I'm good at that. But we'll find out. We'll see how it works out.
I simply have to quote Sarah Chase, who'll be joining us about 6:30 this evening, when, in her own words, she can proudly say, I knew Christina Novelli when. That's just worked well from that point of view. I just find that other, because of course the rural TV connection is another side of things. Do you do any country music, Christina, or is this something where you think, no, I'm stepping away from that?
You know what, I love all types of music. I really do. Like, sometimes when I'm playing guitar, it does sound a little bit country what I'm doing. But I'm a big fan of country music. I like it very much. I don't know how I sound with my vocals, but definitely sometimes when I'm playing guitar, there's a little bit that you can hear sometimes.
It's an interesting thing. Joy, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm very jealous because I can't play an instrument. I just play Guitar Hero.
But you can Morris dance.
I can Morris dance.
You can Morris dance and play Guitar Hero.
It makes me feel like a rock star.
I can ask the question, Christina. Have you ever played Guitar Hero?
Yes, I have actually. Not loads of times.
You've got a life.
I played once around a friend's house, and I actually did feel like I was a rock star, and I was jumping around. It feels good, doesn't it? It's great.
It's good. Like, yeah. A friend got me introduced to it, and she's like, "Oh yeah, you'll have to get it, and then we can have competitions." And it's like, "Oh, okay."
I mean, is there an equivalent version for multimedia and Wii entertainments and such like for Morris dancing? I mean, if there isn't, there's a gap in the market, I would have thought.
There is. Yeah. I think actually I'll just stick to doing the Morris dancing.
You think so?
You want
to keep that in flesh space.
I do. Yeah. I don't want to go over to the virtual world
It's very true.
Because then nobody would get to see me in my great red dress with my hankies and bells, would they? You know, so I think the world would be missing out.
Only in their dreams, Joy. Only in their dreams. That's the important thing. Sarah's obviously thinking Morris dancing. Is this something that our faculty officer has never demonstrated before?
I mean, I knew about this.
Yes, yeah.
Everybody knows about it. Very impressed.
Christina, the key question before we go into Turn Off the Lights is, when can we expect some new music from your good self? Is there a timeline, or is it simply a case of you can't put a timeline on genius, for goodness sakes?
Thank you, you're very complimentary. I've actually been in talks today with the guys who have released my EP with the record label Random Candle. I was actually talking to one of the guys from there, and we're gonna go ahead, I think, and maybe put an album together.
Yes.
And, we haven't got any dates just yet, because we're still in the early days of talking, but definitely next year for the summer. I think
excellent.
There'll be definitely something.
And in terms of performances and where people can actually catch you, if they're not in the London area, will you be heading north of Watford, or will it be a case of, oh, no, scary people up there, Lincoln people up there?
At the moment, I've just got London gigs at the moment for the next couple of months.
Right,
but there will be.
That.
I'm definitely going to be. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to them. I'm going to definitely start branching out and booking more gigs outside of London.
A whole new world out there, which needs to be Novelli-ised. You know? Get Novelli-ised.
That's good, I like that.
Throw that out as a routine. Joy, would you like to throw those last two questions at Christina Novelli right now, please?
Okay, I will, but I'm sorry to see her go for the evening. It's
a challenge because, strangely enough, Sir Patrick Moore is not answering his telephone. I mean, he's technically up next, but and I'm not sure. Is he frightened of you, Joy? I mean, I don't know.
He was ill last time he was meant to be on, wasn't
that's
he?
That's my point.
You know,
we spoke yesterday.
His forming.
Anyway, Christina Novelli and Sir Patrick Moore. People would have said it couldn't possibly happen, but we're proving that it can, together with Dr. Sarah Barrow.
Christina, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Yes, I have.
Excellent.
Again, it's been really good. Thank you very much. It's been lovely.
And so will you join us again in the near future?
Absolutely, I'd love to. It'll be an absolute pleasure again.
Brilliant.
And just setting the scene for Turn Off the Lights, because it's ecologically sound as well. You don't want to leave those lights on if you want to reduce the carbon footprint. Would you like to explain the backdrop to this particular piece of classical music?
Basically, it's just, you want me to explain about the song?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what you said yesterday?
Yeah, I know. One of these days she'll appreciate Matthew speak.
It's the way he says it, isn't it?
The song is basically about a lovely relationship, but it just didn't work in the end.
Oh.
And basically...
it's time to turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Last person
to leave. Don't come back again.
Yeah, well, there we are. Something which, thankfully, it can be said that the Faculty of Humanities and Technology would never say to any student unless they were really, really naughty. Turn off the lights, don't come back again. We welcome them all, of course.
Well, thank you very much, guys.